This is KFADQ monitoring.
A little chilly, but this is more like it. That big orange thing in the sky? A big ball of fire. Was that someone else in there?
WARC live here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Donald. I just
thought
I
heard a little crispy this morning.
I wanted to see what I heard.
It's horrible.
Nice double.
Well, we probably both said the same thing. Your signal is very poopy this morning.
Well, I'm on the poopy radio from Wally, so
this is his first test, and considering where I'm located in regards to the repeater, we're going to have to look into that. We might have to move the repeater. Which radio is that? Only kicking out 4 watts.
Come on, Sean, would you fix your repeater already?
Oh, it's miles south. I don't know, but yeah, that's my first time. Well, that just ain't cutting it, so there's that. Anyhow, good morning, Don. Good morning, Dakota. Good morning, Jeff. And yeah, one of these days, maybe I'll muster up the necessary, you know what's to go fix it.
No better time than this morning, mister. Just on my way to work. Yay.
Well, I'm on another project, repeater project today, so I don't know if it'll work out in the grand scheme of things. Maybe I'll load up and look at it tomorrow. I don't know. Dakota?
Seemed like yesterday after Phil ended up moving off that on-ramp, it was fine, but I don't know if it's a specific direction that it's kind of deaf towards or if you think it's just in general, but I was on it on the way home yesterday, too.
Well, I've had reports from all over, up in the Pontiac area, out in the Livonia area, the 94 and 696 area, south toward Roseville Shores. So it seems like into the north, along 59. So, yeah, in all directions. I haven't had any direction where I haven't heard it compromised. There's something going on.
Broken antenna?
I don't think so. Although, you know, you can't rule that out. And that quarter K is an unwieldy beast. And I'm using one of those Felt Dodge six cavity reject pass combos. or Cellwave. They're really, you know, premium, but you're at their limit with a quarter K. And I don't know if I got something going on there or a bad jumper or something like that, a little descent's getting in. So I'll figure it out. I got the tools necessary to figure it out. Plus I'll sweep the antenna and verify that, you know, get that, rule that out. I hope it's not. It's a brand new DB420.
I'm back with a different radio.
Alrighty then, sounds better. So, what are you going to work on this morning, Sean? You putting that P25 up to link it into the rest of the world?
Yeah, that one's hopefully around lunchtime going to be throwing the switch on that one. We'll be putting that one online. That's the plan. I got to get the duplexer tuned up and just a few other little odds and ends, and then it should be a pretty simple deploy. But yeah, that's the minimum goal for today.
Well, that's cool. Gives everybody another path to talk around the world.
Around the world? You guys done something I don't know about?
No, but you never know who can get on, you know? No, it kind of fell by the wayside. I don't know who's really driving it, Dave, or... It had its pluses. I mean, it was pretty cool when it worked. But a lot of dropouts and missed packets, and I don't know. It just wasn't quite there.
Well, we'll see. It's a whole new day for that. So anyhow, enough on all that. That's the plans for today. Dakota, where are you at today? I'm going to take 16 across. Give me the least amount of direct into the sun travel.
I'm taking that same route we talked about the other day. It's literally 2 minutes difference and no traffic, so I think this is going to be my new go-to.
No traffic Friday before Memorial Day. Those words don't all kind of go together.
There's not enough people out here for traffic.
Yeah, he's in BS.
Everybody's already. I seen that increase yesterday.
He's swirling around up in the northern region for us.
Seen a few campers here and there, but yesterday really seen the flow of stuff going north a lot greater.
Sorry, we doubled a little bit, caught what you were saying, but I wasn't out on the road, so I didn't notice. But yeah, he's up in the BFE part of the area here, like skirting along the northern part. He's coming out of Lapeer-ish, kind of Lapeer, heading toward Mount Clemens. So you snake in the back roads.
Well, you don't want to go right down 53 and deal with the Elmont traffic and that old jazz. That's just another route that every time I go that way and get stuck in traffic, shake my head. It's like, what are you people thinking when you designed this?
You know, Elmont's usually not the issue. It's freaking 53 and 59. That's where I get stuck on the highway for 10 minutes to get off. I don't know what the deal's been. But, yeah, town in Elmont, downtown in 53, that's going to be, I was talking about this yesterday, it's two lanes, you know, and a lot of people are moving north, so I don't know what they're going to do.
Re-elect your governor, she'll fix the damn roads.
I brought it up at the Christmas party.
Oh, that's right. You rub elbows with her. Better watch what I say.
I'd like my annual stipend for tires and front end alignment.
You know, I once heard somebody hit a pothole and blew out their tire and wrecked their rim, and they were able to actually get some money out of the city. I find that hard to believe, but I once heard that that happened.
Well, with lawyers these days, I don't think that that's too far-fetched. 337, what a deal, what a bargain.
I paid 339 this morning.
It was 277 the other day.
We gotta get that holiday profit in. That's right. Doesn't it always go up before a holiday weekend?
Yeah, but it's just staggering what these CEOs of these companies are making. And the companies themselves. It's crazy. Unfathomable. I am here. You guys have a good day. Good luck, Sean. KBSW.
Okay, Jeff. Catch you later. If you're driving around today, it should be nice, but, you know, be safe.
Hopefully the big fiery orange thing cleans up the band for me a bit. I don't know if you've tuned around at all lately, but they've been horrendous.
I did a little. I it was last night, before the ball game came on, I was doing just a little, and it was really pitiful. So I just turned it off. Watched a few cat videos and waited for the ball game. But, which was a waste of time. That was a terrible game. Oh, well. What are you going to do? Donald?
Now that I can be heard, no, I went to bed early last night. I didn't get up till about 5:30 is when I woke up and I turned the radio on. So it's just late and so on and so forth. I'll get out later on. I'll go around to the front side of the building and try the Maple radio again and see if it wants to look better from over there. Dakota Sean knows the layout of my property here in relationship to towers, and just being on one side of the building versus the other could be an issue as well. So you either have to move, you have to swing the building or move the antenna your feet one way or another. We just got to figure out which one's going to be better to do first.
Real quick, I didn't catch what kind of radio that was. Is it Maple?
Maypo, M-A-Y-P-O, code name for the Motorola.
Got it. Okay. Well, yeah. I don't know. Whatever you're on now, it sounds better than that one did.
So, the the function of a handheld is a function of the repeater. So, you know, I hear people all the time, "Oh, I got this new radio that it works straight in the repeater." Yeah, that's about the repeater, not about the handheld. And when they're bad, that's about the repeater, not the handheld. And it could be the repeater's working fine, you're just asking too much of it. In this case, that's not the case. So, don't worry about it. Now, why does the one sound better than the other? That's going to be about antenna. The power is a very distant second. The antenna performance is going to be the number one thing that's going to affect your portable. The 4 watts versus 8 watts versus 2 watts is going to be second. By a long shot, the antenna performance. The radio itself will have almost zero, aside from the power, and the antenna. The radio itself just doesn't matter. So whether it's a Bofang or a Harris, that really doesn't matter. It's going to be all about the antenna first and the power second. But ultimately, it's about the repeater if you're within its range. So just to be clear on what matters with all these things. So it ain't the Motorola. It's probably that stock Motorola antenna, mostly. And then, the 4 watts versus 8, probably no effect at all. Donald?
Well, right now I'm on the Looks On, Looks Off radio with the factory antenna on it. I took the Goyas off, and so that's what I'm talking on now. And the Motorola, you've had it in your hands for the last couple of days. You know exactly what's on it, and it's all factory, and that's the biggest, baddest factory antenna that's on it, other than going to a short stubby. But I'd have to get new ones of those, because the ones that I have are not in the proper range. But, so, yeah, you obviously know exactly what I have, and you're right about the wattage, too. You know, I'm on 8 versus 4 with the Moto, so thank you for the education on that. I mean, you've got me to get a better idea, so like I said, give it a chance. I'll be honest this afternoon. I'm going to go outside, out front, to the other side of the building, though, just to check it. Dakota?
I was thinking about that earlier this week. The FTM-150 had a firmware update to where that DSP, you can have an auto mode now, which I think is how they actually marketed and advertised this radio. So basically, I had to manually turn it on. If the signal was weak, it would filter out the static, and now it's set to auto. But it almost never turns on because I'm always in a strong enough signal of a repeater on this network. So it kind of makes sense with HD. Same thing. If you're in a good enough range of the repeater, it doesn't really matter.
Right, right. Yeah, no, the axiom or the theory rule or whatever applies mobile too, but you know, mobiles are generally going to be fine, you know, because you got a lot of power and a lot of antenna. So, but the same rules apply, you know. The repeater's coverage area is the number one thing. You know, that's number one without even, not even remotely close is the radio you're running. You know, it's about the repeater performance. I hear people, especially on GMRS, you know, they're like, you know, oh, this radio I got's really good. I mean, I sound really good into this repeater, that repeater, and like, you know, yeah, it's the repeater, dummy. It's like, God.
Yeah, that's part of the little things I still need to learn, I guess, because you talk about repeater, and I could hit, you know, the Troy repeater on the other network, on the other frequencies, rather, not network, on 1 watt of power on any radio that I have, with no problem, and then yet this happens over here, so... this may sound like a dumb question. I don't know. Is it the bandwidth, or is it, you know, I mean, one's on 440, the other one's on 460. I mean, it's so minor. I mean, it's a stupid question, but I just don't know. Is it sometimes the frequencies? Any games with that, Sean?
No, that repeater is just working really good. It's, it's mine is not. That is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. That repeater is top-notch, working really good. And it's I don't know if it's closer or higher or something like that, but, you know, all those things are factors. You know, then when you start talking about the performance of a repeater, there's the flat-out, you know, there's the height, the antenna gain, you know, and all that stuff, you know, and its parameters. And mine's got all those things. To me, you shouldn't have any problem at all. You should 1 watt from where you're at should be perfectly fine to mine as well. But there's something wrong with it. That's the part, you know, that's the part it has to stick. So it ain't anything about your radios or your antennas or the power you're running. You know, sure, you know, while it's compromised, you know, you want to find the radio that works the best, right? There will be small variations, mostly based on the antenna, more than anything, unless you get the factors of 10 and the power. But, you know, that repeater just works great. You know, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Thank you for the explanation. It was very helpful.
Okay. One thing I've learned from the plethora of HTs that I've had over the last couple of years is the more you pay, you're really just paying for features, not necessarily performance. For example, I've got that giant Bofang that's like 10 watts, and it was $50, and I bet you it'll probably honestly do better than any of my other HTs as far as getting out because it's got the extra little bit of oomph, and the bigger antenna on it, the gooseneck antenna. But I don't think my Kenwood has any better performance RF-wise than my FT60.
Let me see if I got it here. I have to switch over to the HD and see if anybody here yet. Am I the first one? No, it looks like Paul's here. Is Paul ever with you there? He's there on the weekend. Well, I'm going to clear out because I have not had coffee yet this morning. I haven't even started the coffee pot. I haven't done anything this morning. So I'm going to go splash some cold water in my face and get my day started. I'll be monitoring on the Motorola, for sure, playing with the scan features and making adjustments. Yeah, that's going to be my day for now. And then, well, Sean knows I will be attending breakfast tomorrow morning, so, but I will definitely, unless there's any changes, let you know. Guys, everybody who's still on the air listening, monitoring, whatever, have a great day. Enjoy the sunshine while we have it. And we'll talk to you before the holiday weekend, probably. WARCY.
Copy that. Okay, see you later. Well, I'm just here at the stop now, so you, I want to get started. That is WARCY 8, that's on the office of that, and I'll be standing by and monitoring. Have a good day.
That was a double there, but all right, Donald, take it easy. I'll catch up with you later. And I don't know who else was in there. I think it was Sean in another call.
Yeah, I was just letting you know that I got to work and I want to get busy. So I was going to bid you adieu and get to it. W8FU.
All righty, sir. I'm pulling in the driveway here as well. So have a good day. I'll catch up with you later. NAPDF.
This is KF8EDQ. I'm standing by and monitoring. Hi there, this is KF8EDQ. Can I get a signal check, please? I wasn't that guy trying to get in, but I'm listening to it and trying to figure out what it is.
Morning. Yeah, I think it's KF8EDQ. You've got NAPDF here. You're clear. You're just a little quiet, little noisy. No fry, just some snow. I don't know if you're on an HT or low power, but just a little weak.
Yeah, copy that NAEDF. I'll try to speak up a little bit more. It's still early for me, but, you know, I've been listening to you. I heard Sean on here. I heard Donald and you, of course. I just want to chime in and wish you guys a good morning. It sounds like you guys were on your way to work and all that, so, you know, drive safely if you're still driving, and have a good day. And I'll be monitoring. Thanks for the signal check. This is KSA EDQ.
One was a lot better. You still got that little bit of noise. Almost to me, it sounds like an HT inside, but I could be totally wrong. So if you got a little bit more power or a little bit more gain on your antenna, I think it'd be totally fine because that was perfectly copyable. But yep, I just backed into my spot here, so I'm gonna clear out. I'll be out here later this afternoon. So appreciate you checking in. Don't be a stranger, and I'll catch up with you later. NAVVF, clear up yours.
Yeah, copy that. I've got a, I'm new to the hobby. I've got, all I have are HDs at the moment, but I did put an order in on a little mobile station that I'll be setting up at some point. So in the future, maybe you'll hear me better, but I'll be clear and monitoring. This is KF8EDQ.
CZD monitoring. Yeah, somebody's there, but it's all static. KF8CZB, still monitoring. KF8CZB, clear.
K8RUH. NHKPP, mobile, finally, in your way, W8FQ.
Roger.
W8RJD. W8FU. NAKPP from W8FU. NAKPP. Somebody call? Uh-huh.
1.8 miles. I'm at 13 in Grosbeck.
So am I. Well, I'm actually at Utica, so I'm a light behind you.
No, you're not. You're right next to me.
Oh, where'd you detour?
Try that again.
I said, where did you detour?
Didn't detour anything. I just turned right instead of left coming out of the shop parking lot. So I was on the phone, wasn't paying attention. So this must be 13. Okay, I'm not familiar with the roads down here very much.
Tell you what, you want to know an amazing place for breakfast coming up here on the right.
I'm looking.
At the light here. Just this side of the light on your right. Oh, no, wait. One more mile. So we probably won't get there because we're going to be turning at 12.
Okay.
Got arrows.
John, you going to fix the VHF receiver at Mount Clemens? Is that what you're doing today?
Nope.
Traffic's starting to get heavy. They starting to tip to the north.
Must have got a phone call. Why does everybody in Michigan go north for weekends? You ever notice that?
Every Thursday in Michigan, yep.
Yeah, I got a brother. I don't think he's ever left the state. It's just a Michigan thing. I've actually made a couple memes and jokes about it, too. The answer to your other question is the old Quantar. That's what we're doing.
You know, I'm well aware. I just got jabbed into Sean a little bit until I get the receiver fixed.
Yeah, he must have got a phone call. So he was behind me. I don't know where he fell off. Yeah, he's aware of that one, too. I think he's got some stuff to look at that if he has a chance. I think he brought it with him. Oh, negative.
No, I just had nothing to add. If I was going to look at anything, it'd be the 2.6 receive.
That's what I meant to say. I call getting old and senile, goofy with my conversations.
We noticed, Wally.
Always been a little scatterbrained. Just seems to be amplifying. Just work with me. Who knows? Maybe I can run for president someday.
I disagree. You made the statement, so I was agreeing. I didn't want to have to disagree with you.
Go ahead, John.
Well, let me get up ahead of you here, because we got to turn in here and squirt around the back.
Look at you go. Just because that car is state police blue, human thinks you can break all the speed limits.
Just wait, he'll have it up on two wheels here shortly.
He just did.
Quick question. Sir?
W8RCY. I'm outdoors in a different part of the world right now. Is this radio sounding any better?
I don't know where them other guys went, but yeah, we can hear you.
All right, thank you for your time. W8RCY, we're clear.
You still got that noise?
We're dropping a maze here. We're trying to get coordinated. There you go. See me?
Sounds a lot better.
All I heard was a triple, and then somebody at the end said sounds a lot better. Okay, so being outside is better than what it is being inside from this morning. That's all. I just had a chance to catch you guys, so I'll let you get on with your lunch. Enjoy. Have a great afternoon, W8RCY.
That's a big improvement. No static, no air noise, no dropouts. So you just got to go outside when you talk. Keep it at SWR.
Appreciate the feedback.
Jump out. Keep it SWR.
See you, Jeff. We're here. We'll keep you updated. NKC.
This is KFB. EDU monitoring.
K8BB.
WB8KLL.
I didn't catch that station calling, kind of scratchy in the repeater. K8BB.
Unfortunately, sorry to say, didn't pull any of that out. Okay, yeah, I caught a little, it sounds like Tom, KCAKJL, I caught a little bit of the, something about the outer skirts of the Warren repeater, and definitely on the outer skirts of wherever you are. They're just kind of scratchy. Well, the wind's blowing in the wrong direction today or something.
Yeah, I think the wind's blowing the whip around a little bit.
know where you are. Yeah, that's, I don't know. That should be... I would think that that would be pretty good, or at least okay in that direction, but maybe there's a little spot there. But anyway, just heading up Woodward. I'm leaving the office a little early today, because why not? It's Friday.
Exactly where I'm heading is up that way to Auburn Hill. That's where my office is at.
Right over there by the old palace.
No, not the old palace. Yes, no. No, okay.
Yep, I know that area well. I used to live in some apartments that were just toward the university from where the palace was. Okay, not there a lot anymore, but I do know the area well.
W3LNS, W4XED.
W4XED, this is W3LNS, what's up?
I just left work about 5 minutes ago. I wasn't sure if you were going to be home yet from picking up your mom.
Well, I got lucky. I didn't feel good this morning, and Paul was coming over and wanted to detail my mom's car, so he's driving her over. They're on their way now. And once he drops her off, he's going to take her car home and detail it and give it to her when she gets back.
Well, that worked out well.
Okay.
Well, I'll be home about 10, 12 minutes.
Okay, beef stew's in the oven. I grabbed the mail, and I'll see you later. Okay.
Copy that. W3LNS, W4XTV. I'll be listening.
W4XDB, this is W3LNS, sorry, signing out. Bye.
W8FU, AB8PR. Yo, yo.
Alright, just testing to see if my link works. I got everything set in my basement right now. So, I wonder if you could even hear it from your house. Are you at home? You keyed it up, but just noise. Can you hear it?
Yeah, I can just hear it. You said I think you said I keyed it, but wasn't making it.
Okay, yeah. So I opened up the amp in the old in the Kenwood, and well, this whole section was fried. It's all black. Fire your technician. Yeah, well, I did buy that other amp down in Dayton at the TPL that has the same stages, and, you know, and so I swapped all that, and I'm getting 100 watts out of it now.
Huh?
Oh, what?
By the way, did you pull it off? I noticed it was off network. Did you pull it off?
It was, but now it's back on. I'm talking to you through it.
Right, but earlier today I noticed it was off. That was because you pulled it for this.
Right, right. I was working on it. Cleaning it all up, swapping the guts of the amp, reconfiguring things, so that's gonna be my backup if I need it. But at least it's working. I think so. I'm not going to get that new interface board for the MTR until, like, Tuesday, so can't do anything more on that until I get that.
So you're just going to stay down until then?
Yeah, I'll just run it like this from the house. So, just for a while. Let's see what else. Oh, you know, when I put the MTR on my test stuff, I was getting like under 0.2 microvolt sensitivity. You know, that was readable.
Well, it depends how much quieting you had at .2, right? You know, the old conventional wisdom back in the day was, you know, 0.3, 0.35 microvolts for 12 dB sine add, which is still a little bit of noise. Now, we've improved quite a bit since those days, and now it's not unheard of to get, you know, 12 dB sine add out of, you know, under .2. So are you talking about quieting, or are you talking about, you know, like 12 dB of quieting? What kind of signal are you getting at .2?
Yeah, I didn't do an official sine-add measurement, but it was something, you know, that I could copy, that I could definitely hear you if that was using your signal coming in. It was in just a little bit of bacon frying on it.
All right, so that's probably better than 12 dB sine-add. Not quite 20. So that's pretty good. That's real good. 0.2 microvolts for a little bacon fry, that's real good. So call it a day, and give the technician that tweak that preselector array.
Yep, I'll put in for it. And then when I threw that preamp I have on it, and whoa, it even got better. It got down to like 0.13.
Right, right. You may be able to get away with that, but you know, you never get away with that at a regular site. You may or may not. That's pretty hot.
Yep, yep. And this this meter you gave me, I looked it up. It's apparently only goes up to like 170 megahertz. So that will accomplish what we want to do.
Well, remember, calibrate it, right? It'll still detect up there probably at UHF. It just may not, it won't be calibrated. But for the purpose you need it for, just for it to find a peak or a dip, it might still work.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, I just don't really understand this, this probe. It's a stereotype plug, so it's got two different circuits in there. So I'm not quite sure. I gotta try to find some instructions on how you're supposed to use this thing.
Well, with the sensitivity readings you're telling me you're getting, I mean, do you need to bother?
Yeah, probably not. Okay. I gotta go make a phone call before 5. All right. I'll talk to you later. See you tomorrow. ABAP.
All righty. Catch you later. W8FU. NADBS. What's up? Making my way home, finally. What about you? Did you get out at a decent time? Yeah, I got out early. Wally and I did some repeater work, and I got home a little early. So it was a get day. Good day for it to roll into the weekend. Yepers. I was going to try to get by the 2.6 monkey with it, but piece of test equipment I really wanted for the job was off to service. So it's like, oh. So I'll have to either take multiple pieces. I have one piece that could do it all. So, or I got to drag multiple pieces. So seeing it as a little bit of a lug, it's still sickly. So you're thinking the receive is ill on that, not necessarily the transmit? Yeah, there's definitely something wrong with the receive. Now what's causing it, I don't know. It could be anything from a problem in the receiver, which I place lower on my, if I had to guess, or something in the antenna system, anything from desense, flaky jumper, or even antenna issue. But I'm not really detecting. Well, I could have a feed line antenna issue because I have noticed the signal strength is not quite as good as it once was. So it could be. Who knows? Maybe I got whacked, which would be boo hoo. But
W8RCY.
Go ahead, Donald.
I tried this at lunch outside on my balcony, this Motorola, and I was just wondering how it sounded to you guys this afternoon, better than it was this morning, probably.
Sounds fine to me.
I'm happy to hear that. Thank you very much. Everybody have a good evening, and we'll see you guys in the morning at breakfast. W8RCY, have a good afternoon. Thanks for the time.
So I take it you want me to swing by?
If you could, I'd appreciate it if, you got other plans or all your alternatives or whatever, I'll get there. I mean, I can walk it, take a Uber, bumper hitch on somebody's car with roller skates.
No, it's not a problem, just you got to let me know. I would have not known had I not just heard you say that.
Copy that. goes into the memory file and is consumed by a great many appreciation.
So anyhow, Dakota, what are the plans for the weekend?
Not a whole lot. I think we're laying low. My wife has to work Memorial Day, so it's not like we can go out of town. So I think we're going to hang out around the house, hopefully not have to deal with any rain, and yeah, normal weekend. So not the worst thing in the world. It's kind of ready for a weekend of doing absolutely nothing. What about you? You guys going out of town or doing anything?
Pretty sure no, nothing significant plan. You know, maybe do some visiting, but nothing really planned, nothing really on the agenda. Not going anywhere, that's for sure.
I don't blame you. I used to do the holidays every 4th of July, Labor Day, Memorial Day, you know, do the I-75 trek north, sit in traffic, hate my life. The older I get, especially with kids, I'm like, I'm just not going to do that. You know, we want to go up north, we'll take a weekend, take a Friday or a Monday off and go up north. So I'm with you. I'll be home, hanging out. I got that antenna up in my attic, so I'm going to hopefully play with that a bit more and then hang out at the house and do nothing.
Well, your kids are still pretty young, too, so, you know, when they're a little older and you can cut them loose in the woods, then might be a different story, but right now it's probably just as easy to stay there. And plus, you're out there a ways, so you can cut them loose now.
Yeah, they've got plenty of mud and dirt piles to play in. Still trying to track down Millings to fix my driveway, so maybe I'll do that. Well, no, holiday weekend, no one's running anything, so yeah, that's about it. Maybe do some FP8. I don't know if these bands are going to improve or not. Is 80 meters, that's predominantly a nighttime band, right?
Didn't catch which one you said, 17? Or what band did you ask about?
Sorry, 80 meters.
Wow, I hear that wrong. Yeah, that's a nighttime band. It gets noisy in the summer. And, you know, you'll hear thunderstorms for, you know, miles, but it's a good band at night. It's nice. It opens up in the evening and usually runs until, you know, until midnight, 1 o'clock. It stretches out, you know, after midnight at some point, and then you'll start hearing the longer hop. But it's a lot of fun after, you know, right about dusk till midnight. So, but that's where you're gonna camp out on that band is in the evenings and at night.
I thought so, but I wanted to just verify. I've tuned to it the last couple nights. I tried with Dave, tried with Greg. Greg can barely hear me, but just tons of noise. Well, not tons of noise. My noise floor is like a S3 on the floor, but it's bad.
Yeah, it's in the summertime. It's that band can be really rough. You know, not only do you hear the thunderstorms, you know, three states over, but you know, just in general, it's noisier in the summer. So it quiets down in the winter. But still, the signals are big. You know, and the hop down into what about 500 miles maybe? What is it? You know, you start hearing Georgia, Virginia, you know, hops like that. We get a lot of that here, and you also get some East Coast hops, and then sometimes you get into like Iowa, you know, stuff like that, that area. But most of ours, we seem to have a pipeline down south to Georgia, you know, the Carolinas, stuff like that.
I haven't done much on it, but I'd like to start, especially since it's, you know, more of a local band that's hopefully going to be around and open. So, there's nothing around on that, but I think the kind of I've got for it is
probably a little distant. 5 to 1, 6 foot, 10 feet. So I don't know, I'm not sure. 80 meters, 60 feet, that's just not a massive distance. Not long enough.
Yeah, you need some wire in the air for that one, that's for sure. Just out of curiosity, where about you at now? Because you're just starting to pick up some, you're still quite copyable, but you're starting to pick up quite a bit of noise.
Almost to the 27th, past the 26th, I went through that lull, but I don't know how it'll get now. Cresting the hill right now at 27.
Yeah, you're fine, but, you know, you're getting to the point where where you'll make a transition, obviously. But, yeah, it was just a little noisy there as you went through that little dip that you always go through.
Well, I believe you now when you say it's hurting because I can usually run warm, but damn near wrong, though. And you did it that one day north of me.
Oh, you were fine. You could have ran it a little further, but now you're sounding about the same in the Richmond as you were in the Warren, so you're about 6 1 half dozen the other.
And how about Romeo from 28 Mile Road?
Of course, you're crushing that one.
Can never tell if Romeo's receipt is just a little low or... I don't know, I just feel like I hear more noise on Romeo, the transmit. I just hear more noise on Romeo than I do Richmond most of the time. So I never know which one I should ride out.
Yeah, that one's got a little bit of a compromised transmitter. I've got to get something done up. I've just got too many other projects than to deal with that, so I've just let that ride out.
You need to clone yourself, man. I feel like every time I talk to you, you got a new.
Yep. It's always something. So, whatever. Get to it when I get to it.
Alrighty, sir. I'm going to call my parents, see what they're doing this evening. And this weekend, maybe drop by their house tonight or tomorrow. So I will probably be around this evening and tomorrow. If not, have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you later. NABBF, I'll be clear.
Okay. I'm going to finish. I got the Warren P25 machine up today, so I'm going to finish up the coordination paperwork on it here, and I might even hook this radio here, this 400 up to the software and rearrange things. Every time Phil wants me to go to his repeater, it's buried way downfield. I got to get that up in the where it's a couple of quick clicks. All right, have fun, drive safe. I'll talk to you over the weekend, I'm sure. W8FU.
And 8 OML.
W8FU.
W8FU. Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Where's your half-hour ride taking you today?
The couch?
Well, you did say everywhere's a half hour, so...
Yeah, but I'm not mobile.
Well, I can't help you with that, so good luck.
Hey, you got new toys on there?
Yeah.
One more thing off the list.
Yepers. The list keeps getting bigger. Bigger and bigger and bigger. So... But I definitely got a couple of maintenance things I got to deal with.
Yeah, the list is always getting bigger. And then all the stuff that's done keeps creeping back up.
I'd like to get a comparator on the new one. I was talking a little bit with TJ. Makes a lot of sense. Do my own comparator. Then I can send that off to MIP. So, but for now, the easy way is to just drop a receiver in, piggyback off TJ's link. But, you know, that's work. Or hauling. You know.
Yeah, not quite up to snuff on the repeater lingo. I just play one on TV.
To use amateur terminology, voter. Vote, you know, comparators. An amateur terminology, a voter. But anyhow, I just pulled up at home with some. Thai food and a script that needs to get in the refrigerator, so I'm going to deal with it. Catch you in a bit. W8FU.
Alrighty. I think the last time I had Thai food was with you. This is the ABM.
Kilo, Oscar Charlie Delta, Nova.